The opinions and suggestions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and not necessarily endorsed by KRMG, Cox Radio, Inc., or the program sponsors.
Welcome to Living Well with Dr. Howard Booz. The topics explored on this program can help people be all they can be. Dr. Booz wants to help people see that they aren't just victims of genes and germs, but they have choices, and that their choices make a difference in the quality of life and health. Living Well Live.
Hey, good sunny morning. Welcome to Living Well. I am Dr. Howard Booz from Booz Chiropractic Spine Tulsa, and it is chilly out there this morning. It's windy and cold. Thought we got rid of this. I'm not sure what the high is supposed to be today, but right now the winds are 18 from the north, so it's kind of makes it extra chilly. So how did you sleep last night? I was looking at this just this morning, and you know, one of the most important anti-aging essential is getting some good sleep, getting some good rest. A lot of folks try to catch up on weekends. While most adults need 7 to 8 hours of sleep a night to feel their best the next day, it's been estimated that about 30% of American adults may fail to get sufficient sleep. And I know that I'm guilty of that too. This was a study from the University of South Korea where they examined relationships between sleep duration and self-rated health in adults. The team used data collected on 15,000 folks who participated in the survey, and they showed that those who slept shorter than 5 hours per day or longer than 9 hours per day usually generally rated themselves with a lower rating of health. So, you know, how you feel about yourself is largely determined upon how much sleep you do get. The question I get asked a lot is what kind of mattress should I get? And you get that a lot. And the woman whose research that was published many, many years ago, who I admire more than any other method in determining just the right type of mattress, was done by Goldilocks in the Bears Laboratory. You may have heard about her work. She determined that it was not too hard, not too soft, but just right. Yep. Well, I ran across the study just this morning, and it was from a study done about 4 or 5 months ago, November 15th, in the issue of The Lancet. And The Lancet reported the same thing that Goldilocks did. She said that they said that people who slept on a mattress that was of medium firmness were twice as likely to report improvement in low back pain than those who slept on a firm mattress. And a lot of folks find that to be kind of surprising, because I've always heard that if you have a bad back or you have a lot of chronic back pain, you need a firm mattress. But doctors of chiropractic have long counseled their patients that you need something that's going to be to do both. You want to support both areas of your spine, not just your low back or your upper back, but you need to have something of medium support, something that's comfortable, and rather than just that tableboard mattress. And a medium firm mattress is really going to adapt more to all the curves in your spine. And if you're not in the market for a mattress right now, because there's a lot of different opinions out there as to when you need to get a new mattress. A lot of folks say 7 years, but it just depends. It depends if you're happy with yours or not. But if your current mattress you just think is too firm, you can soften it up by putting one of those 1 to 2 inch thick egg crate type pads on top of it. You know, you can get those usually at Bed Bath and Beyond. I bet you could probably order those online too pretty easily. But I remember we bought our daughter Claire, when she was going to University of Arkansas, we went out and bought one of those egg crate type toppings. And it was, she took it with her to the University of Arkansas years back. And it was a great mattress. It really turned into a super mattress for her. But if you've got one of those conventional mattresses, just to your basic, you know, the springs and not a waterbed type thing or a Sleep Number type bed, you want to turn those every so often. You know, clockwise, just turn those maybe every 6 months or so, maybe when you go from daylight savings to whatever savings. Just switch those around every so often, maybe put them upside down. So that way you're going to have less likely that your body indentations are going to be present, which can interrupt with comfort. It's going to reduce on the wear and tear. But if you're waking up uncomfortable it just might be time for a new mattress. And like I said, there's no real standard for a mattress. But I remember I have a patient, Dr. Bradley, if you're listening this morning, he used to sleep on a waterbed, and he said that water wasn't meant to be slept on for that long. Water can wear out. I thought that was pretty good. But just be aware that changes in your life, they can signal the need for a new mattress. If you've gained a lot of weight or lost weight, or maybe you've changed partners, that could mean, which would be kind of a weird thing anyway, I think, if you were anyway. But you need to change mattress if that's what's going on with you. But when you're purchasing a mattress, don't be embarrassed to lay down, you know, to actually lie down on it when you get to the store. You want to check its fit and comfort. Don't just sit on top of it. You know, you don't want to bring your pajamas and a bowl of popcorn, but you do want to test it out. Lay down on it and check it out. And I have always liked this one. If you want a conventional one, check out the ACA endorsed, that's the American Chiropractic Association endorsed, Springwall mattress. And I recommend that, not necessarily because they just endorse, is endorsed by the ACA, because it's a great mattress. It really is. It's a great mattress. It's fairly inexpensive compared to some of the ones that are out there where you have to practically get, you know, GMAC financing. But my wife and I, we used to use the Springwall mattress. Loved it. It was a great mattress. And now we sleep on the Sleep Number bed. And you know, I don't really make any hard set recommendations on that, because some people hate it, some people love it. For a while, I just loved it. I thought it's a great mattress. My wife was not that crazy about it. But it's just kind of like a pillow. There are tons of pillows out there that make sense. Theoretically, it makes sense. You need to have a pillow that is going to support your cervical curve. So what if you don't have a cervical curve? What if it's backwards? Well, laying on a good cervical curve pillow is not going to be comfortable to you. It's not. And so you want to get the hang of that. You want to be able to segue here into pillows for a minute. I still encourage you to go out and get a good, I think the best pillow out there is by Pillow One. And that's P-I-L-L-O-1, the number one, P-I-L-L-O-1. And it's a perfect pillow. It truly is. You cannot get a better pillow. It's about $200, something like that, $180 to $200. And some people think that's a bit pricey. You know, I tell you what, if you make enough visits to your doctor, that $180 looks pretty cheap after a while. But it's a great mattress, a great pillow. And when I travel, I like to take a little bit of my home with me, and so the best thing to take is my Pillow One with me. And I've got to get Dr. Can't think of his name right now. I got to get him back on the program with us. He's a chiropractor who invented the pillow, and he can talk about what properties the pillow has, and how if you're a side sleeper, how it's great for a side sleeper. If you're a back sleeper, it's of course really good for a back sleeper. And if you're a stomach sleeper, you shouldn't be. You shouldn't be a belly sleeper, because if you're laying on your belly to sleep, you find about 60% of the time you're turning your head to one side more than the other. And laying there for 6 to 8 hours every single night with your head turned to a particular direction, now it doesn't make much sense, does it? And it's going to cause a weakness or ligaments to begin to stretch that shouldn't be stretched, and just create problems in general. So I really want to encourage you to look into the Pillow One, and also a great, great mattress like Sleep Number bed too. But hey, I want to dive into something, but before I do that, it's about 9:15. Allison, I think it's time for a quick break, and then let's do that. What the heck? So it's about 9:15. I'm Dr. Howard Booz from Booz Chiropractic Spine Tulsa. You're listening to News 102.3 KRMG. Welcome back. It's now 9:17 minutes and 56 seconds, to be exact. I'm Dr. Howard Booz from Booz Chiropractic Spine Tulsa, and we're making different segues here. Now, I've got a lot of stuff on my desktop here that I've wanted to share with you for a long time. Haven't found a right way to do it, so I'm going to just jump into something different here. And it's about Well, I'm going to share something with you. A lot of folks may be unaware of this, so I'm just going to slowly talk about this so you can let it sink in because it's kind of complicated. But the state of drunkenness has been found not to be a natural state, although some folks you may talk to during the week and think that's their natural state. But it's not really found to occur natural in nature, normal in nature. But it is it doesn't really necessarily need treatment. But they're finding, as it turns out, that drunkenness, from the word drunk, also known as inebriated, is caused by drinking too much alcohol, also known as hooch or whiskey to some folks. And yeah, I was surprised about that too. But just like they're finding that drunkenness doesn't, if that's the problem, doesn't really require drugs for a cure. I know it's hard to believe that there's something that doesn't need drugs. But instead, you just don't drink the alcohol. Apparently, that reverses the state of drunkenness. Hypertension, also known as high blood pressure, with about 50 million Americans who suffer from high blood pressure, is caused by overindulgence, not alcohol specifically, but sugar in general. Many people are unaware that insulin, the hormone secreted by your pancreas to normalize your blood sugar levels after you eat a sugary snack, and alcohol would be a sugary snack for some folks, it plays a large role in high blood pressure. And seriously, I was kidding obviously earlier, but a lot of folks don't realize that your sugar level plays a big part in your blood pressure. Raised insulin levels cause blood pressure to rise. So if you eat sugars and grains, we've talked about that on the show a lot, that break down into sugar, such as, you know, bread, pasta, rice, potatoes, beans, cookies, cakes, maple nut rolls, cereal, oatmeal, toast, and again, the list goes on. Your body's going to be releasing insulin to balance out your blood sugar. And guess what? That's going to cause your blood pressure to increase. And there's a lot of other things that play a part of that too. Emotional stress also plays a major role. High blood pressure is a serious issue, though. I'm being kind of light this morning, but it can kill you. You know, it can permanently impair you if you ignore it. But it's important to remember that high blood pressure, it's like one of those things that kills you slowly over time, which means it gives you time to really address the problem rather than just run grab a drug, some high-priced drug to cover up the cause. And, you know, there's lots of different figures that have been bandied around, but systolic blood pressure, that's the upper number. The systolic blood pressure, when it's over 160 to 180, conventional medicine says that puts you more in the zone for a stroke. So you need to be careful about, you know, stopping your blood pressure medications without monitoring your blood pressure carefully. And by the way, I am not an MD. My degree is DC, which stands for Doctor of Chiropractic. Some people say Doctor of Chronics because that's what life is full of, is conditions that require managing, not curing. So I'm not going to, not being an MD, a medical doctor, I'm not going to tell you which drugs to take or which drugs to take off. That's not my ball of wax. I don't do that. So, but what I can recommend to you is I should have an LS degree, lifestyle degree, because that's how you develop chronic conditions. And by the way, most of the folks who are going to end up not making it through the day are going to do so based on lifestyle conditions, not because of car accidents. So it's lifestyle stuff, which is meaning that what we're talking about right now is very important for you to hone in on. So what do most Americans with high blood pressure do? Well, most of them will reach for some magic pill. And I say magic because that's kind of what it is, basically. You know, we're wanting to reach for some pill that we can act like we're in these lab coat, white lab coat folks, that it's scientific, there's some new scientific pill that Pfizer brought out. But folks, we're looking at it like it's a magic pill because, yeah, it will put your blood pressure into that zone, that number, artificially controlled number, but it's artificially controlled. And so there are other ramifications that are taking place, you know, besides us spending about $2 billion a year, the United States alone, $2 billion, That's the capital. That's the B. And each patient spending around $500 or $600 a year, there are some really tough potential side effects. First off, just the drug itself, like swelling, you know, edema in your arms and legs, which can cause heart problems, dizziness, people have fallen, fractured hips, flushing, palpitations of the heart. And those are just from the drug itself, the side effects. And it still hasn't addressed this symptom known as high blood pressure. Yeah, it's not a disease itself. It's a symptom. Something's not working right. You're doing something wrong. Just like having too much water in your lungs is a symptom that it's causing drowning. You've got too much sugar in your system or some type of toxin in your system. And so what can you do instead, besides just taking a magic pill, is you can stop eating those things that are causing it. Stop eating grains. Stop eating sugars. And for some, this may sound like heresy, but even whole unprocessed sprouted grain bread that, you know, we act like grains are just, you should have some kind of music in the background that's supposed to be wholesome grains. Grains can cause you to die. They can break down to sugar and raise your insulin levels. They also contain gluten, it's a known poison. So asking your doctor to run a test to see if you're allergic to poison is kind of silly. Sugar and all sweets are even worse, but elevated insulin levels can increase your blood pressure, so it's best to avoid grains and sugars until you normalize your weight and blood pressure. Use it as a treat or something. But also, please know that chiropractic care is shown to help body physiology. We talked about that last Sunday, the Sunday before last, or probably every single Sunday since we started this program 10 years ago, but there was a journal that's fairly recent. This is 10 years ago, April 26, 2004, and it was released in a peer-reviewed scientific journal called the Journal of Vertebral Subluxation Research. And it's a very large literature review that's showing the multiple benefits of chiropractic care on people who are not suffering from pain or other obvious problems. But this literature review looked at more than 20 studies involving not 20 people, but 20 studies involving subjects who were specifically described as asymptomatic. In other words, they didn't have any ache or pain. They were described as healthy, quote, or normal, which is the only place you find normal, I was told by somebody, is on a cycle on a washing machine. Or free from physical injury. That's what this group is categorized as. Asymptomatic, healthy, normal, or free from physical injury. In addition, an equal number of studies were found also documenting objectively measured health benefits in subjects who had no symptomatic presentation. Again, asymptomatic. The results of this large review shows measurable objective improvements. Objective, not how you feel, but objective improvements in blood pressure, heart rate, in immune responses, in enhanced respiratory burst, pupil reaction, slower heart rate, improved pulmonary function, as well as many other objectively measured indications of improved body physiology. That's why the founder, the developer of chiropractic, B.J. Palmer, in his very first clinic back in Davenport, Iowa, insisted there always be 2 to 3 medical doctors on staff so they could objectively measure all the blood chemistries. Why? So they could then give drugs to artificially control those chemistries? No. Because the chemistries were just an indication of how the body was functioning. And that's what health is your body's ability to function. So if your body's functioning, you're healthy. If your body's not functioning, then you're not healthy. And we can cover that up with a magic pill to regulate your blood pressure, example. Or we can go about changing the cause of that. And that's what he did. He would have the medical doctors who were on staff do all the objective measurements to quantify where a patient was. Then a course of chiropractic care would then follow. And then comparative blood chemistries were taken so you could then see how the patient was doing. By the way, which is what largely what we do in our office, except ours is more to do with x-rays. We'll take an x-ray of somebody. We'll see how they look. We'll see their body's asymmetric positions, the body's being out of balance. And then we'll set about a course of care. And then depends on how chronic the condition, how severe the condition. We'll take follow-up films to see a change. And we see changes on a routine basis. So it's not just how you think you're doing or how I think you're doing, but objective black and white test results. But the conclusion of the study stated, and I quote, data reviewed in this article lend strong support to the popular contention that chiropractic adjustments for the purpose of correcting subluxations, which we're going to talk about later on, I bet you can't wait for that. Subluxations, favorite subject for so many folks, confer health benefits to people regardless of the presence or absence of symptoms. The JVSR article authors further conclude chiropractic care may be a benefit to every function of the body and have the potential for long-term overall health benefit to those receiving chiropractic care. And, we've got about a minute left here. And there are other things, obviously, that are important to do, too. Exercise is going to help you lower your blood pressure. Regular exercise, such as walking, cycling, jogging, or I was going to say jostling, which probably could also lower your blood pressure, whatever jostling is. But which will therefore reduce your risk of heart attack and stroke. Sunlight, and pretty soon we're going to be able to get out there and enjoy some sunlight. That also has been shown to lower your blood pressure. And also just having better tools to handle stress. My patients and my staff know I'm a big, big proponent of meditation. And there are lots of great techniques for meditation that have, without a doubt, been able to show decreases in blood pressure, decreases in cortisol, which is a byproduct of stress. It's a body chemistry. But it's possible to have hypertension even with a perfect diet and exercise program, if you don't have an effective method to address just the inevitable stresses you're going to have in your life, you're just going to have them. My personal favorites are brainwave entrapment technologies that passively allow you to hey, check out my website. Let's take a quick break. It's now 9:30. I'm Dr. Howard Booz from Booz Chiropractic Spine Tulsa, listening to News 102.3 KRMG. Now 9:33, and had some fun there. I was I used to do my talks on just sheets of paper. I'd take all kinds of notes, and for some reason it has to be yellow legal sheets, not white. The whites don't work, but the yellow legal sheets. And then I started going to doing prep on my computer, and then I tried to print all those off. And I tell you, I love the MacBook Air. It's just such a great computer. And it's kind of fun was this morning is I was able to look at my lovely granddaughter this morning on as I was doing the program, and I don't think she really gets the full importance of how important I am. She's 3 months old and doesn't realize I'm a famous radio personality. But I don't think anybody in my family will admit to that. But before I jump into something else I want to talk about, and that is that there are such a multitude of benefits of meditation. And before I close that up, I want to talk about that just for a second, because there are so many folks who have mental anguish, stress, that, I mean, I've seen so much stress lately in people's lives that reminds me of that Ghostbusters, where he talked about the psychic energy that was ghost level was like this Twinkie the size of 22 foot long. That's how much stress we have right now, is that they're just, it's like a Twinkie 22 foot long. It's just, there's so much stress going on. Every patient shows up, and I have this knack where I can make people cry at the drop of a hat, because they'll come in laughing, talking, and I'll walk over to them and I'll say, hey, how you doing? And they'll start tearing up and talking about what's going on in their life. And it's just, it saddens me, because you want to be able to touch them and have everything go away. But there's just so much that you have to get up every morning and deal with your problems and prep yourself. And there are some natural non-drug therapy ways, and one of those ways is meditation. And it helps so many people to reduce psychological stress and stress-related health problems. The practice of mindfulness meditation is something that allows your mind to become focused on one thing, so everything else kind of fuzzes out in the background, and you can enter into a state that a lot of people, when they go to a movie or something, they forget totally about whatever else is going on in their life and just focus on that movie. And there's a St. Johns Hopkins University out of Maryland. They completed a meta-analysis study with 47 published studies that involves some 3,500 different folks, and the team found up to a 10% improvement in anxiety symptoms. Now, that doesn't sound like much, 10% improvement, and to me, I'm kind of surprised because I've noticed just an overwhelming response as far as it being able to lower my stress. But further researchers identified a 10 to 20% improvement in symptoms of depression among those who practice mindfulness meditation compared to other groups. As well, mindfulness meditation was associated with reduced pain, writing that clinicians should be aware that meditation programs can result in small to moderate reductions of multiple negative dimensions of psychological stress. The study authors urged that clinicians should be prepared to talk with their patients about the role that a meditation program could have in addressing psychological stress. Well, good luck with that ever happening. I'm sorry, but I'm cynical. There's no real big money in meditation, and most Americans are lazy. I'm sorry. They just want a pill. And the older I get, the more cynical I get. But there's a group of folks I'm speaking to out there this morning. It's kind of like I call them my tribe, so to speak. And they get it. They get it, and they reap the benefits of it. But most folks are. They just want a pill, and most of the doctors don't want to spend time talking to you about meditation. There's just no money in it. And if I got just the meditation for you, I've done TM, which is absolutely wonderful, Transcendental Meditation. I started doing it back in my college days around 1973. And back then, it was about $300 to become initiated. And today, I think it's close to about $2,000 or more. But it's worth it. Really is. I've also tried what's called Holosync. And that's also around $3,000. Holosync is kind of a lazy man's way to do it. You just put these headphones on, and there are these different sounds you listen to. And one, let's say your right side of your brain, you're getting this one sound that has, let's say, 105 frequencies, and the left one has 108, and this little three-frequency difference, your brain has to try to work to even out, and that activity the brain's trying to do to balance that out produces soothing relaxation and lowers your stress levels. But I tell you something, now I found one that I've absolutely been blown away by, and it's the creation of Dr. Joe Dispenza. You'll want to write his name down, Joe Dispenza, Dr. Joseph Dispenza, D-I-S-P-E-N-Z-A. That's D-I-S-P-E-N-Z-A. And, you know, I mentioned TM's about $2,000, Holosync's about $3,000. This is $5. It's $5. I kid you not. I thought, you know, what possible positive thing could come from this $5 thing? It's amazing. It's just my absolute favorite, and it's amazing. So go to drjoedispenza.com. Dr. Joe, it's D-R-J-O-E. D-I-S-P-E-N-Z-A. And if you can't write that down, if you're driving to church, call my office tomorrow, and they'll be happy to tell you what that is. But it's a incredible meditation, and it's like four different weeks. Week one, days 1 through 7, you listen to this one track, and week two, you listen to a different track. Now, this one happens to be, it's not necessarily Christian, but it could really be any religion. But it's, I know Dr. Dispenza, and he's of the Christian faith, and so it has to do with that, although really, it just, you're just addressing a higher power, you see God to be, but his happens to be Christian. But I have just been blown away by it. I've seen folks who have, I know that myself, when I've been having trouble with aches or pains, this is such a technique that will help me lower that dramatically. And, you know, another thing that you want to look into that I want to encourage you, speaking of just doing things to help to lower your pain levels naturally, and one of them is just getting out talking to folks. There's a study from Exercise Lifestyle Journal. It's called the Journal of Exercise Lifestyle. And it says social interactions are an important anti-aging strategy. Previously, research has suggested that social isolation may shorten a person's lifespan. This is from the University of Chicago. And they say that the colleagues completed a study involving 20,000 older men and women, revealing that loneliness may increase the risk of premature death by 14%. That's a pretty weighty amount of, that's quite an increased risk factor. Let that sink in just for a minute. So if your genes and lifestyle have you scheduled for, say, 85-year-old life, but you stay holed up alone at home, that takes about 11.9 years off your life. So rather than live to 85, you're down to 68.1 years of life rather than 85 years. But then again, thinking about how much money you'd save on electricity. But specifically, the study subjects who felt alone were found to incur greater sleep problems, high blood pressure, impaired immunity, and depression. The lead author suggests that being disconnected from others may have as great an impact on longevity as having a disadvantaged socioeconomic status. And there's another study that I want to bring up to the program here pretty soon. And it took a group of people, speaking of socioeconomic status, and it took a group of people, all different walks of life, male, female, and income from $0 to $10,000 a year, $10,000 to $20,000 a year, $20,000 to $30,000 a year, had five different brackets. And they found that they gave each person like a little beeper. And during the day, the beeper would go off, and it had five numbers on the beeper. And during the day, you were supposed to stop whenever your beeper went off and push whatever level of satisfaction you had in your life. So if you were very despair, you'd put zero. If you were feeling great, you'd put five. And they found that the people who were the happiest were those who made under $30,000 a year. So I'm not telling you, to describe to make under $30,000 a year, but just for the study that they found, and the people who made from $0 to $10,000 had just about the same amount of happiness, or maybe a little bit more than people who made over $50,000 a year. So it shows you that money is not it, folks. I think most people know that sometimes just gives you more to deal with. So it's like Abraham Lincoln said, most folks are about as happy as they make up their minds to be. So there's technologies out there. There's technologies out there, and one of them is just taking care of yourself and making sure that you are being able to function like you're designed to. And that's what I want to spend the last part of this program about, is your ability to function. Because your ability to function, your whole entire experience in life has to do with your nerve system, your brain and nerve system. How you filter life, how you do life is 100% based upon the ability of your brain and nerve system to function. So everybody's, you turn on Dr. Oz or you go on Google and you're going to find some new pill, potion, or lotion that you need to take, be it natural or artificial, to make you feel better. But as far as your ability to actually have that nerve system function, in other words, to have you be able to adapt to whatever's going on in your environment, is largely dependent upon the health of your brain and nerve system. And there is a huge, gigantic type of interference. Whether you're broke or you make $100 million a year, and it's just as real for anybody out there, and can affect the quality of life that you have for yourself, that you can provide for your family, and for your ability to be a good husband, a wife, a good somebody good at work, what you do, or if you're out trying to feel like you're a vessel for God, for you to be a better, stronger vessel. And I want to talk about this huge, gigantic form, this interference that's out there that each of us are vulnerable to. And I want to talk about that. And the initials are VS. We're going to talk about that in just a second. Let's take our last break. It's now 9:45, and I'm Dr. Howard Booz from Booz Chiropractic Spine Tulsa, listening to News 102.3 KRMG. Back to the program. It's now 9:49. I'm Dr. Howard Booz from Booz Chiropractic Spine Tulsa. And Alice and I have been talking. You used to be AM 740, FM 102.3, News Talk KRMG. Then it went from FM 102.3, AM 740, News Talk KRMG. Now, if you notice, it's News 102.3 KRMG. There's something wrong with that part. I don't know. Should have a, I don't know. That's just my opinion. But we were talking about the importance of your brain and nerve system, and that your brain and nerve system controls your very experience, your whole experience about life. So if your brain and nerve system aren't functioning properly, shouldn't be a big surprise, but you're not going to experience life properly. And when I give talks to different types of groups, I speak to doctors, whether they be chiropractors or MDs, and to speak to the lay public from high school ages to I've spoken to kindergarten classes. And the whole crux of what it is I do, first I'll give it to you in the medical terminology. And it's this. There is a condition in the spine known as positional dyskinesia. And this positional dyskinesia then will cause a interference to your nerve system, causing neuropathic lesions, causing your body not to function properly. That then causes myopathic responses, meaning the muscles go into a protective response. Then you're going to get histological changes, meaning inflammation. And then over time, you're going to get degenerative joint diseases because of the compression that puts on the disc. So in English, what that means is this. Those 24 bones that make up your spine, when those bones misalign, rather than use the word positional dyskinesia, we call it a subluxation. And the subluxation has those five factors. One is the bone misaligns. It locks in that malposition, locks in that position to where, for example, we can all bend our head to the right and the left, but when we come back upright, they line back up again. So you can misalign your neck, but you can bring it back upright and it goes back in the right position. Or does it? Maybe there's segments of your spine that have misaligned and they're locked like that and you can't move them. You've lost the normal range of motion. You've lost the joint play, it's called. And so you've got a vertebrae or spinal bone that's just locked out of position. It's not moving like it should. And you may have felt it right away. That's the next part of the equation. Next part of it is the nerve that exits that level of the spine, the nerve root, will either be pinched, just the classic pinched nerve syndrome, or it's not pinched, but it's just the opposite. Now, in fact, the nerve is being chafed or irritated or rubbed, and so we call it a facilitated nerve. The nerve becomes, for want of a better word, excited. It's the least bit of stimuli causes it to fire. So it keeps your nerves at a heightened state, keeps your nerves maybe in a state of pain or irritation. So, and also wherever that nerve goes to, if that nerve were to go to your stomach, let's say it exits T6 and goes to your stomach, then if you put a direct pressure on that nerve, it's going to cause a loss of function to your stomach. It just does. That's page 4 of Gray's Anatomy. It just does. It's just basic high school biology. So the nerves being irritated, that's the second component. The bone's out of place, the nerves being irritated. And the third part, which so many people pay so much attention to, is the myopathic response. The muscle either goes into spasm, which it does at first. It helps go into spasm because it doesn't want to cause any more trauma to that soft tissue than is already being put on the spine. So the muscles go into spasm to protect the vertebrae going any further out of position or helps to protect that soft tissue in that area. And over time, you've got these tight muscles that you'll go to a massage therapist, and they'll give you a massage, and you feel better, and then within a half hour, it's right back to where it was again because those muscles are attached to bones that are locked. They're not moving properly. They've lost their joint play. It's what's called an articular fixation. So we then, after a prolonged amount of time, the muscle finally gives out. After a chronic amount of time, then the muscle is no longer so much into spasm. Sometimes it'll get weak because there is the joint won't move. It gives up and you just have this weakened state there. So that's the third part. The bone out of is not in the right position. Two, the muscle, the nerve gets pinched. Three, the muscle goes into either spasm or weakness. And fourth is that soft tissue in that area then begins to become inflamed. So you get swelling, you get edema, and you can sometimes push on a joint. I can feel that in a patient. It'll be swollen. It'll be the soft tissue will have some puffiness around it because the body's trying to send fluids there to help help again protect that area. And then fifth, the final component, so the bone's out of place, the nerve's being irritated, the muscles get tight or go into some kind of a spasm or weaken. And then fourth, the soft tissue around it goes into inflammation. And the fifth thing is the disc in that area begins to break down because the old saying is what you can't use, you lose. So the vertebrae's out of position, it's pinching the nerve, the muscle gets tight, soft tissue gets inflamed. And the disc starts to slowly break down. So let's say I've had a patient who's come to me and they're experiencing this diminished state of health because the nerve's being insulted because of this bony misalignment, this locking of the segment of the spine. And it's been there for such a long amount of time that the soft tissue surrounding it has shortened, it's changed length, and the disc is starting to break down and decay. Do you think I'm going to be able to take care of that patient in like one visit? Obviously not. You know, it's not going to be the case. If I get some, let's say a gentleman who comes in and he's got a hard job where he works construction or something, or anybody, let's say a young woman who's a teacher and she's standing on her feet all day and she's had this for many years, it's not going to be gone on one visit. It's going to require some repetition. So we'll set about a course of care. And we'll be able to benchmark from the very beginning what they started out like. And then over the course of care, they begin to feel better. The spine begins to return its function. There's less pressure on the nerve system. So you're able to experience life better. You're able to do life better because your ability to function is there. And then near the end of their program of care, we'll take an x-ray to see how we're doing. So we don't go just based on how they feel they're doing or how I think they're doing, but so we can look at black and white objective results. And sometimes, like we talked about earlier, like B.J. Palmer did, we'll take blood work and we'll see if those organs that they're having issues with because of lack of nerve supply, lack of neural control, we'll do blood work again to see if the body's beginning to function like it was designed to function. So it's not a magic pill. It's not a magic adjustment. It is a planned, common sense approach to a real problem, a problem you can actually feel and see. And so, you know, I want to close right now and just let you know that if you want to look more at this, please do. Please go to our website. Our website is called spinetulsa.com, spinetulsa.com, all one word, and take a lunch with you because we've got lots of research on there that demonstrates exactly what it is we do. Also encourage you to go to Boost Chiropractic Spine Tulsa at Facebook and like us there, Boost Chiropractic Spine Tulsa on Facebook, and you're going to be able to get lots of little like 1 minute or 30 second little educational blurbs every day so you can begin to live well. Life is, there's no secret to life. You just stay at it and do the next right thing. Hey, let's take a 1 week break, and I will see you this time next week here on News 102.3 KRMG.
Thank you for listening to Living Well Live with Dr. Howard Booz of Booz Chiropractic Spine Center. For a complimentary consultation, call 918-749-2992 and online at spinetulsa.com. Please listen again next Sunday morning at 9 on News Talk KRMG.